Well, an Affenpinscher is the one who won the toy breed. It's a little dog. Its nickname is the monkey dog. A lot of people were calling it the big dog with the little face, but it's a cute little dog, and it's one of the top dogs in the country, this one. He had won best in breed the last 2 years and had made it all the way up almost to the final selection, the final seven best in show, but didn't quite pull it through. And this year, the 5-year-old is the one who did it. And a lot of people who were there, a lot of the judges said that this little dog just had attitude going into the ring and took out much bigger dogs and much more crowd favorite dogs. For instance, that Old English Sheepdog, a lot of people were rooting for Swagger to win, but in the end it was the little Affenpinscher nicknamed Banana Joe.
He's adorable. I just pulled up a picture. It looks almost like a little chow.
It does look like a little chow, but it's not quite as furry as a chow. It's a little more streamlined when you get to the back end, but a tiny little dog. And you know, their nickname is the Lion Dog. It's the second year for a toy breed to win, following that little Pekingese last year that a lot of people said simply looked like a mop and nothing more than that. But some great dogs in Best in Show this year. And that's one of the best things about Westminster, getting to see these dogs that you just don't get to see all that often, like the American Foxhound and the German Wire Hair Pointer. And how about the little smooth fox terrier with the half black face, half white face? His nickname was Adam. I like that one. Terriers win a lot at Westminster, but not this year. This year it was a little Affenpinscher.
Now, what happens with Banana Joe now? Will he be making all of the talk show appearances?
Oh, man. Banana Joe probably got, like, hardly any sleep last night because this morning, Banana Joe will be on all the morning TV shows. He gets to ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange. He gets to go to the top of the Empire State Building. He gets a steak at Sardi's.
Nice.
All the winning dogs get a steak at Sardi's down there and in the theater district. And they always get a steak. And it was funny, last year, the little Pekingese, who has a very sensitive palate, he preferred chicken and rice over steak. So that's what Malachi had last year. But this year, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what little Banana Joe takes. It'd be great if he asked for bananas, wouldn't it?
He's 5 years old. Is that old for a Best in Show winner?
It's not too old. No. I remember a couple years there was Stump. Remember, Stump was a Sussex Spaniel.
Yeah.
That was a real crowd favorite, though. The long dog that looked kind of like a log. I think that one was 9 when he won, but that was a record. They're going to retire this dog after this year, though. They're going to retire him, and he'll be a puppy maker.